This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of the embattled cabinet and prime minister on Sunday. This after 2 months of violent unrest that have left more than 420 people dead and thousands mourning them in nationwide marches. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been worse. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place, it became a major incident. You had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 persons and left thousands homeless. Thousands took to the Hong Kong streets on Sunday in a new wave of pro-democracy protests. Police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a pause in violence that has persisted during the six-month-long movement. Protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in district council elections. This is VOA News. A regional bus in Tunisia crashed off a hill Sunday morning, killing 22 passengers. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the accident. An Australian academic freed by the Taliban in a prisoner swap has spoken of his long and torturous ordeal as a hostage in Afghanistan. At a news conference, Timothy Week says the time he spent as a hostage with the Taliban had an unimaginable effect on him.
At times I felt as if my death was imminent and that I would never return to see those that I loved again. But by the will of God, I am here. I am alive and I am safe. And I am free. There's nothing else in the world that I need.
He and an American captive, Kevin King, were freed this month in exchange for three senior militants held by the Afghan authorities. Week says their release came suddenly.
After almost 1,200 days, our ordeal ended as abruptly as it had begun, and a Black Hawk helicopter lifted me from the parched soils of Afghanistan.
The pair had been held for 3 years after being abducted outside the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul, where they worked as professors. The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up the investigative phase of its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. A Tuesday evening meeting is planned to vote on its report. Then the House Judiciary Committee will take the lead in the Democratic-led House pushes closer to a possible vote on charges against President Trump. A fragment of wood believed to be from the manger where Jesus was laid after his birth arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday as a gift from the Pope, kicking off Christmas celebrations. Reuters' Conway Gittins reports.
The people of Bethlehem have received what is believed to be a little piece of Jesus' history in a kickoff to the Christmas holiday season. This small piece of wood, just a few inches long, is said to be part of the manger where Jesus laid his head after his humble birth in the town revered as his birthplace. The relic, a gift from the Vatican, arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday after a Friday unveiling at the Notre Dame of Jerusalem Center. The relic, which was greeted by marching bands, was placed in St. Catherine's Church at the Church of the Nativity compound in Manger Square.
That is Reuters' Conway Gittins. Representatives of nearly 200 countries begin annual climate talks in Madrid Monday. The talks are shadowed by alarming evidence of a deepening climate crisis and the looming exit of the United States from a global pact to fight it. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.